Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And the Rangers lost tonight. I can't go there. The Mets also lost tonight. It would have probably been J.D. Martinez, Trouba. No, we got to go back to yesterday as the Yankees take the series. And all rise, here comes the judge. Now, I'll also give a Casamigos big shot to all you big shots out there that were not worried about number 99. All you big shots out there that said, it's just a slump, it's just early, he's the best, he's gonna figure it out. He did. You were right. A lot of us were worried. A lot of us were like, this isn't the guy we've seen. Well, in his last seven games, 24 at-bats, 9 hits, 4 homers, 8 RBI. Great. He's hitting .375 during that span, slugging 1,000. On base percentage, .516. If we go a little further out and we look at his last 21 games, he's batting just under .300, .418 on base, .640 slugging, .197 weighted runs created plus. He's got 7 homers in that time. This is starting to look like the Aaron Judge we're used to seeing. And mark my words for you stat geeks that are on Baseball Savant and Fangraphs. Use that Sunday game against the Tigers. That's the first game Judge played after crossing over into the dark side, getting ejected for the first time. Now, Judge, you might as well get at all of these umps. You might as well make that part of your game. You don't have to be nice to these guys. Tighten them up. You're Aaron Judge. No more low strike calls. Judge has been going off since that game a week ago. I mean, and even before, but you know, it's tough to really look at him in that Baltimore series and say there's not something wrong with the guy. But Judge, appreciate you, bruh. We need you. Everybody's rooting for you. And it's okay to be skeptical. It's okay to look at a guy and say, hey, he's not right. And for him to look at everybody and say, F you, I'm fine. I'm not hurt. Look at me run down this fly ball in center field. I'm working on some things. It's early. It's only a couple hundred at-bats, but it's early. And now we've got 9-9 back. Hey, Juan Soto, get back to doing what you're supposed to do. I'm just kidding. Juan Soto's still what he is. He just, y'all didn't see Juan Soto kind of cool off a little bit here. But even Juan Soto cooling off is better than most guys. So nothing to complain about with your New York Yankees, but we're probably going to complain about everything else. So 877-337-6666. My last hour tonight. And, the Mets lose, the Rangers lose, and the Knicks cannot afford to lose tomorrow. Ted is in Belrose, New York. Ted, you're on the Fan.
Thank you, my man. Much appreciated. It's good talking to you. And I have to tell you, the fixes are in a lot of areas, my friend. Okay. And I think you can probably relate to what I'm about to say. And let's look at tonight's hockey game. Rangers have never thrown in a clunker in the playoffs the way they did tonight, correct?
I can't say never. I don't know the history like that.
No, just these playoffs, actually.
Yeah, nobody was expecting that third period to go that badly. Zoo and I are looking at each other like, what the hell is happening?
Okay, now, the minute the Rangers took a 3-0 lead in the series, what do you think? Where the money shifted all of a sudden, right? Considering the Hurricanes were favored to beat the Rangers in this series. Why?
Yep.
On paper, you know what? You could look at a few things. But now suddenly you got a 3-0 series that's now 3-2. Money has now shifted the other way. Okay? Let's go to the NBA for a second, my friend. Knicks were up 2 games nothing, right?
Same thing.
The Pacers are
favored to take the series now.
Okay, look at the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota T-Wolves, actually. Minnesota goes out to Denver, takes the first 2 games. The Nuggets are heavily favored. Now suddenly things are shifting and turning, actually. Real serious money, my friend, is going one way. It's going the other way. If people don't look at that, and look at this thing with just rose-colored glasses, they're a bunch of fools.
Uh-oh, thanks for the call, Ted. I don't know if that's the way we want to start the 11 o'clock hour. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. The fix is in. I don't know, man. Vegas, they think they know, but they're not always right. But yeah, damn, the tide has turned. The Rangers were never going to lose a game. Now they've lost back-to-back games, and the way they lost that game late like that at home, I don't think anybody is confident that they're going to end this in six, and then anything can happen in game seven. And now with the Knicks, they got absolutely rolled. Talk about like the Rangers losing it in the third period. The Knicks lost the first game I ever watched where I was like, oh, this game, they lost the game in the first quarter. They don't have a chance. This is bad. Go back to Mother's Day. And the Mets got jobbed by the umps. Welcome to the ump show. It happens to the best of us. But Edwin Diaz blows another save. And Manfred's man on second helps the Philadelphia Phillies get a win. Oh, what a blast we're having tonight. Dave is in Comac. Dave, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I mean, I'm all right. And I mean, I don't root for any of the teams we're talking about.
By the way,
so.
Happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
I've been meaning to say that a couple weeks ago, but I was never
I didn't. I tried not to make much of it. I just was telling Marco, I was like, bro, I did a whole show on my birthday. I didn't say anything until the very end just because it came up in conversation. But our very own Sean Morash spent this morning of his birthday telling everybody publicly on Twitter that the Rangers never lose playoff games on his birthday. And I just retweeted that and went back to see some of the replies, and somebody was threatening to tell Boomer on him tomorrow during the morning show.
Well, in any event, I'm an Islanders fan, and I'm happy like a you-know-what and you-know-what.
I bet.
But the thing is that this basically reminds me of what happened last year, and I said that to this other guy on the radio. I forget what his name was on your station. I think it was Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, or Sunday. And
was it Pat Boyle or was it Tommy Lugauer? I think Tommy filled in.
I think it was Tom.
Tommy filled in Saturday.
Right. So I said to him, I says, you know, I says, the Rangers were up 3-0 last year to the Devils, right? And look what happened. Everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that the Rangers are winning the Stanley Cup, right? And I say to myself, really, that's very interesting. Because all you have to do is look at what happened with the Devils last year, right? And Carolina is a better team than the Devils last year. Right, and look what the Hurricanes did to the Islanders, and the Islanders for the most part kept it pretty close, right? And but you got Rempe, that goon, right? They let the goon play in today's game, right? The Rangers for the most part before these playoffs even started have this little problem. This little problem is they solve their problems with their fists instead of their hockey sticks and the puck in the net. And as long as they continue to do that, they're going to lose.
All right, Dave. Thanks for chiming in from the Islanders' view of things. I don't know, man. Going back to last year, that Rangers-Devils series, that was the first series for me as a Devils fan, like being into it, jumping out of my seat. Like I remember how little my son was. Like he was not even he was just born. Like, my son was born April 13th. Happy 13th month to my son. Today was 13 months he's been on the planet. But I remember how little he was and how he was sleeping. And I remember I yelled when Jack Hughes scored that first goal in, I forget, I think it might have been game four. I just wasn't expecting it to rock off like that. And that goal in the first period, right away, I was like, oh, we're coming back. The tide has turned. And hockey is like that, bro. It's crazy. NBA is just kind of like, hey, sometimes you have the best player or the best players. You know, they can lose a game. Like when you look at this Nuggets series, the Nuggets lose those first two games. But ultimately, they're the defending champs. They go win the next two in Minnesota. Now you're looking at them like they're going to have, you know, the command in that series because they have home court advantage and they figured it out. But in hockey, if you got a lead, you got to close the door. And the Rangers had two chances to close the door Jack and Passaic. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up?
You know, just a little bit of worry. I think there's a little bit of uncertainty now. And in New York, you know, we're all sure of ourselves. You know, we're already touching the money on to the next round, 1994.
Listen, when the Rangers go into a power play, I almost feel like the Rangers are going to score more than a shorthanded goal, more than the
it's crazy. Somebody sent me the numbers. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but I think that the only thing you get nervous at the Rangers losing is if they down 2 points in the seventh game. Because the sixth game, I think they have a short win. Even the seventh game, if they're down 1 point in the third period, Shesterkin's going to be locked down, not going to let up a goal, and they're going to force it overtime.
You're not buying into this Igor's tired narrative that he should have gotten a break, that Jonathan Quick should have been in the fourth game?
No, it's win now. You got to put your best player out there.
I'm with you. So you think it's Rangers in six. They go down to North Carolina and they say, hey, we don't want it to get to game seven. This is our third opportunity to close the door. We close the door.
Yeah, they're a better team. They're going to win. Even if they get it to seventh game,
are they
sure
the better
win.
Team?
Look at the first three games, even the second two games.
See, but that's
harder.
The conversation we've been having, Jack. The Carolina Hurricanes have played well. They've played good hockey those first three games. But the way that the puck is bounced, it just ended up being the Rangers edging them out. But now these last two games, it's closer than I think we want to give credit to the Hurricanes for being a good team, being a team that's here every year. And going into the series, they were favored. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, but there's no reason that they were favored in the beginning.
And they're favored again now? Or I don't know. What was it? Tim was just saying, I don't know if the money changed on that. I have to go to my handy dandy FanDuel app and see if now the tide has turned. I'm sure it's still Rangers' favorite to win the series, but Thursday at 7, are they favored in this game?
And also, you're saying that before you're saying that.
No, they're not.
Off a drop.
Say that again?
Huh?
Yeah, say that again. I spoke over you. The Carolina Hurricanes are favored in this game Thursday at 7.
Yeah, but also the you were saying before that Soto was cool off a drop. You see that we can't even talk because now Judge hit it up.
Yeah, you can't say anything about these players. Oh, Verdugo went 0-for for multiple games and then whatever. Like, it's too early, but it's not early. And they're the New York Yankees. They're all good players, and they're winning. And if one guy cools off, the next guy heats up, and that's what makes a team.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Jack. 877-337-6666. So as I open up the app, Carolina Hurricanes -164, +136 for the Rangers. That over-under has been right there at 5.5 goals, 5 goals tonight, the under hits. But I think 3 of these games were 4-3. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to bet. I'm not betting. I'm staying away because I put all the money on the Rangers tonight. I won a little bit yesterday on TJ McConnell. So I started I played every correct score for the Rangers to win. And I picked everybody to score a goal from the Rangers except Trouba. I'm not betting hockey anymore. I'm not betting on the Rangers. What am I thinking? I got too much Devils energy in me. I got too much time spent in the BMW M Lounge to start betting on the Rangers now. John out on Staten Island on the Fan in New York.
What's up, Keith Bing?
You know.
Big, big Rangers fan. And I said it after they lost on Saturday. I said, listen, if this team could beat us 4 straight, then they deserve it. And you know what? They put 2 in the books. They're a great team. And you know what? We're a great team. But honestly, I mean, there was times when they looked like they were bigger, stronger, faster, and the Rangers had to dig down really deep. I mean, that goal that scored, I mean, I don't know what's his name was doing there. What's his name? The defenseman that was standing right there. I mean, you gotta dive in him. It's like they're losing. It's like the whole team's like getting tight.
In that third period, man, they kind of got caught with their pants down. Is that the term? Like, they were up 1-0. I think they got comfortable. I think they thought, we're 1 period away from advancing.
I don't think they got comfortable. I just think one guy, one or two, you can't make any mistakes against this team. And you know what? It's anybody's series right now.
Yeah, in a matter of 9 minutes, they scored three goals.
And I'm a big Met fan, and they blew, you know what?
But they didn't. The Mets didn't just blow that. I put some of that on the umpires.
But you know what? Diaz has 0-2. Diaz has blown two out of his last three. And you know what? At the end of the season, if the Mets don't make that last wild card, the Mets, they stole a few games like last night, but they blew a lot of games. And if they come up a couple games short, that's what it's going to be at the end. They blew a lot of games early, even the first week of the season. And they blew this game tonight. There's other games that they blew. And if they come up, but whatever, right now it's not about the Mets. You know, that's a long season. But if they come up short, but the Rangers right now, it was a terrible night because I'm a big Ranger fan, big Mets fan. I mean, the Knicks, they're New York. I'm not a basketball fan, but this was a terrible. You know, it is what it is, but I'm not going to get sick. I mean, I seen them. They had Tampa Bay a couple years ago, and they blew that. And listen, they looked like a better team, but right now, I don't know. You're up 3-0, you can't let it go to 3-2, and they did.
No, you can't let the series get even. I think they got to end it in North Carolina. Thanks for the call, John, and they will have the rest of tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, all day Wednesday, most of the day Thursday, then it's back on at 7 p.m. I'll be back on at 7 p.m. that night with another 5-hour KM to AM. We'll watch it again. I've had better luck being on during the Knicks games. I wasn't on during the last two Knicks losses. I was on for first round and second round wins. I got nothing to do with it, but if you're superstitious, everything has something to do with it. 877-337-6666. Jarvis up in Harlem, back on the Fan. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. Just trying to process the losing and the series and the tide turning for both teams from New York in hockey and basketball, as well as the Mets going into the ninth inning up 4-2 with $102 million Edwin Diaz on the mound and not coming out of there with a win, losing 5-4 in 10 innings.
Yeah, that was a tough loss. I can't believe the Empire and first base thought that was a Sharpie call.
These guys don't know. They're chilling out there, too. They're just ready for the game then, especially in the ninth inning. They're mailing it in.
Yeah, that's a bad loss for the Mets. But anyway, so I want to talk about which team in New York going to have a chance to win a title, and talk about the Knicks because my Nuggets won last night, but that was a huge win. But now we have a series tied 2-2 because Minnesota won both games in Denver, so we return a favor. And we won both games in Minnesota because all the experts think that we're going to get swept, which not going to be the case. So that's a good thing. So we have a series. So a game tomorrow night in Denver. So so we back in and hope we protect our home court. So that's important for us. But I want to talk about, important things. Which team in New York will have a title? Probably – I would say Yankees, but I don't know about the Jets because Jets, they never get it right because Woody Johnson's not a football guy. He don't make right decisions because everybody gets excited about, Aaron Rodgers and think that he's, they think that the Jets going to win the Super Bowl. If Aaron Rodgers would get injured, maybe they'll be in the Super Bowl. And for last year, they're the biggest threat to the Chiefs, which I don't think that's a possibility. So.
You got it, Jarvis. You know, I knew Jarvis was going to get back to his main topic, calling in Jarvis and the Jets. My boy Jarvis, he liked to get on the Fan and make sure his former team, right, because he went from being a Jets fan to a Packers fan. It's just one of those nights, man. Where's C-Mac at? Loopy on a late night. C-Mac, get ready for these Rangers calls. Get ready for these Knicks calls as you will get on and it'll officially be Tuesday. Oh, going into game 5 in the Garden after the Rangers lose game 5 in the Garden. and the Mets blow a game in Citi Field that actually people showed up to. 28,000 people pulled up to that game, and they had a win. They had a 4-2 win in the ninth inning. 877-337-6666. Jason is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Jay?
What's up, bro?
You know. It's a tough one.
I'm so disappointed, bro. Yeah. We had that win. We had that. I'm saying, not really. We didn't have that. But
1-0 going into the third period, you still feel pretty good about winning a period.
But I'm saying you watched the whole game. That here is the defense.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's just no defense. I saw from the beginning, bro. I was there by the game. I was hoping I could get myself a win.
Maybe they're tired. Maybe Tom Thibodeau just ran these guys into the ground. Oh, that's the other team. My bad. It's a joke, Jason.
They're fine. They're fine. They shouldn't be more tired than Carolina. What's the difference?
No, I'm kidding. They're not tired, man. I think that they just got caught. The analogy I've been using, and I don't know if it really fits, was caught with their pants down, man. They're like, game five at home. We're about to win. We're about to celebrate. We get a shorthanded goal from Trouba, out of all people. Okay, 1-0. You got to play defense. You also got to score too. So
yeah, they better go back there up to Carolina, take that win. They can't let this go to 7.
Yeah, but Carolina now is thinking, oh yeah, it's going 7. Oh, we got the momentum now. We won 2 in a row. Let's get another one and another one. Thanks for the call, Jay. Ah, boy, I thought about the young cats, man. I thought about you young guys out there that when you hear all this 1994 talk, you're like, what is that, bro? Like, 94? I was negative 10. I was negative 5. Wasn't alive. I don't care about what happened in 94. It's got nothing to do with these teams. And now it doesn't. If you look at where both teams are, it's going to take some heroics. Someone's going to have to rise on both sides, whether it be a Jalen Brunson or a Chris Kreider or a Josh Hart or Temi Panarin. They need guys to step up because you can't let this keep going. You got to stop the bleeding, right? Momentum is a serious thing in sports. It's belief. Your thoughts become things. If people start thinking, hey, we won 2 in a row, we can win 3 in a row, like that's where we are in both series now. The Pacers win 2 in a row. The Carolina Hurricanes win 2 in a row. Small market teams versus big, bad New York. Oh, boy. My guy Zig is out in Trenton on the Fan before we go to break. Zig, what you got?
What's happening, Keith? Momentum is definitely a real thing in sports. I wish all those analytical nerds would take that into their stats. But yeah. Momentum, for sure, definitely something big in sports.
Can't quantify it. It's with you and then it's not.
Absolutely. But let me get to my Knicks point, then I'll talk a little Yanks. Knicks, Chris from Monmouth County this afternoon called into the afternoon show,
right.
Had me ready to run through a wall for this Knicks team.
Right.
Just got to be positive. Everybody's getting so negative. Yeah, we're banged up. Next man up mentality. It's been all season. I think the key tomorrow night, Deuce McBride, Precious Achiuwa, I think those are the two guys. If
those
they play
two,
well.
Those two got to score?
Yep. Score and play defense, which they both do well. They've showed it. There were times earlier in the spring where they were taking games over, so I know they can do it. If they play well, Knicks have a shot. They're at home. You know the Garden's going to be buzzing, arguably the biggest Knicks game in the last 25 years, maybe. So Garden's going to be buzzing. I'm excited.
You should be excited because it's playoffs. It's not supposed to be a walk in the park. You're not going to win every single game, but they're not eliminated. They have an opportunity to come home and go up in the series. Good.
And as they say, series hasn't started yet. No team has won on the road. So knock on wood, hopefully we can still say that after tomorrow night.
Let's see it, man. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. We got a break, but I see Rangers fans calling, Knicks fans calling, Mets fans calling. I don't even have that much time on the Fan. Call now if you want to talk to me. If not, you'll be talking to C-Mac. KM to AM returns right after this. It's a tough night for fans of which you could be all three. You could be sitting at home right now as a Mets, Rangers, Knicks fan, and you're like, damn.
Bro, I'm sitting right here right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dying a little bit inside.
You need the Jets. You need the Jets to hire somebody above Nathaniel Hackett tonight.
Yo, and I got to deal with that.
You need somebody to come in that actually knows what they're doing tonight. Anyone want to take his job? He's not good enough, and we understand we must win. Like, the Jets must end the playoff drought this year. It has to happen. Anyway, the Mets lose, and it was shenanigans, bro. 4-2 game in the ninth inning with Edwin Diaz coming in. You expect that to be closing time, and a couple things from a check swing, hit by pitch, extra innings, wild pitch, sack fly, loses you that game. I don't know what happened to the Rangers, bro. That whole game, just they were off. I saw Peter Laviolette post-game say, you know, it's not who we've been all year. Basically telling people, hey, it's a series. That happens. And I think the same thing can be said for the Knicks. The Knicks got absolutely rolled. Like, that game was over in the first quarter. And you don't see that happen a lot in the playoffs. But, I mean, sometimes you just get got. 3:30 game in Indiana on Mother's Day. Get those guys off the floor. And they did. But you just pack it up and you forget it. And you got to have a short memory in these series. And that's why these series are great. They are movies. You got to forget about the last scene. On to the next. Somebody will be the hero in the next action. Somebody will be the star of the movie coming up. And that's why we pay to go watch. That's why we gamble on it. That's why we talk about it all day and all night. And let's continue to do that. Let's go to Aaron from the Five Towns on the Fan in New York. Go for it, bro.
Dude.
You all right? You all right after that Rangers loss? Well, back-to-back losses?
We're definitely going through the mid-series blues right now, which we were not ready for. So it's kind of hitting us like a truck right now. And, yeah. And same thing can be said for our Knicks fans. I'm more of a casual Knicks fan. Yeah, I mean, long story short, we're probably relying on Igor a little too much, and it finally bit us in the butt. Gotta start scoring some goals. But you said it, man. It's a series. You're not gonna sweep them all, even though I think we all thought, like, all right, we might go 16-0 this postseason. Who knows?
Yeah.
Obviously,
and I just looked it up. The Rangers haven't lost a game in over a month, so you haven't even seen them lose. They haven't lost a game since April 11th.
Exactly. So this is the adversity that we probably need if we're going
to
win.
Well, they just lost back-to-back games. What am I saying? Sure. You saw them lose over the weekend. But even then,
correct.
That would have been 2 months, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
So May 11th, they went 2 months exactly without losing a game.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. So we've been conditioned now to believe that we're going to win every game, and obviously that's not going to happen. But yeah, I mean. Like I said, we're relying on Igor too much, and that does happen to us in the playoffs. It happens, and we gotta pick him up.
It could be good for you, though. I think it could be good to you.
This adversity, this type of adversity, is what you need to be a championship team.
Right? Not thinking, yo, we're just gonna cruise. And they've been all business. They haven't celebrated anything, but they just got reality checked into the boards, and now they got to pack up and go to Raleigh. When I'm sure they woke up this morning with thoughts of, hey, this ends today. Now it's like, hey. Do you want to get to Game 7? This is your third opportunity to end the series. End it.
That's what I'm saying, man. We do not want to go back to Raleigh, but here we are, and we got to pick up and just keep moving.
And I think they will. Thanks for the call, Aaron. It just made me think about, like, okay, they haven't lost. They haven't physically felt a loss in a calendar month, right? Saturday, May 11th, they lost. They hadn't lost a game since April 11th. A month is a long time. To not do anything. If you're a drinker and you go a month without having a drink, it's like, well, damn, it felt like a year. If you're a smoker, you go a month without smoking, it feels like 3 years. A month without taking an L makes you think you're superhuman, makes you think we can't lose. Who can beat us? Nobody. But then it's a reality check for a team like this that knows that they are a really good team, knows that there's one goal, and now you got to get back to that thought. What's the goal here? The goal is to win the Stanley Cup. How do we get to the Stanley Cup? Well, we're one win away from advancing. These guys got to win two. Just win the one game. 877-337-6666. Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut. Man, what song did you play before the game today or Saturday?
Oh, I have man, to switch it up. Killing me. All right, you're killing me right now because actually, like, I'm going to tone it down a little bit. Now you're going to hear my
Ray Romano radio voice right now. Really quick, everyone needs to hear Kendrick Lamar, Be Humble right now. And you also got to watch Batman Begins when Batman falls down the hole. And what does his father say? What happens when we fall, Bruce? We learn how to pick ourselves back up. Yes. And that's what the Knicks and the Rangers have to actually think right now. This game, the Rangers were, Trouba scored that goal. The Rangers, Carolina was hungry, as if, like, if they didn't win this game, they were going to fall into a pile of lava. I mean, they killed them. I mean, seriously, the whole game, it was almost as if, like, they just, like, it was almost like in the movie Miracle, where they lost to that team where Herb Brooks actually made them skate the whole entire ice. And I wish Laviolette would actually do that. I didn't see Panarin the whole game. Rempe was a mistake. They should have put in Johnny Brozinski, who nobody even knows if you're a real Rangers fan, should have been playing that game on the fourth line. But regardless of that right now, I don't want to guarantee anything like Chris Childs, because he obviously couldn't guarantee anything, but I don't think the Rangers are losing game six. I think they're going to come out really strong in game six. I think this is, it's a wake-up call. Like you just said, they haven't really lost anything in the last month. I think they lost a meaningless game to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was dying to get that, like, last spot in the playoffs or whatever, besides Washington. It's a wake-up call. And you know what? Sometimes you need to get punched in the mouth to wake yourself up. And, you know, even the last game that they lost,
they fought back, and it was, you know, it was way more scoring in the last game, so it didn't feel like this one, man.
Even like going into the third period, I told my girlfriend, I don't even think I could sit down watching this or whatever. And then watching it, I almost was saying, like, the one thing I'm just saying right now is there were a lot of fans. I know you're a Devils fan. They're comparing it to the last year when we lost to the Devils and we were up 2-0. But there are a lot of people that really, and as I'm getting older, I'm trying to look at the glass half full. And right now, it's still full. And I really think that my Rangers and our Knicks, excuse me, my Knicks, and I know you're a Nets fan. So,
hey, but I'm not a hater. I'm not coming out here taking any pleasure in the Knicks losing or the Rangers losing. I want the city to win. I want to be on air for playoff games. Once this ends, you guys got to listen to me talk about the Yankees, like, really?
I know.
And the Mets, but I don't get any Mets calls. Mets fans don't want to talk to me about
really Mets. Really quick, 3 seconds, I'm trying to think of one song really quick. What do we got right now? I mean, I hate to, like, use Jay-Z because he's a Brooklyn fan or whatever, but I'll sell Ice in the Winter, I'll sell Fire in Hell. The Rangers and Knicks are hustle babies, I'll sell Water to a Well.
Yeah, go down there and end it like that.
And you don't know.
You don't know what you're doing. Good call, Tim. The sports are crazy, bro. I don't know. Earlier, I was going on a rant. Like, why couldn't I have been into pottery or something else? Geology. Like, why couldn't I just really been obsessed with, like, I don't know, anatomy and try to become a doctor or something? Nobody made me do this. Nobody made me do this, man. And even now. There's nobody in my family that, like, is telling me, yo, you got to, I don't know. I watch sports. I talk sports. I go to games. And I care. And I care about you guys, too. Me being a Devils fan has nothing to do with it. Me being a Nets fan has nothing to do with it. I haven't thrown the Devils series into your face like, oh, hey, oh, remember last year what happened? I shared my experience of being thrilled at the comeback. I also paralleled the Sean Morash with the broom on the bar last year when I wasn't even here, and Morash was still with CBS, and WFAN leaned into that. I'm like, why are you guys propping up this? This is a bad omen. This isn't good juju. And you know there's a ton of Devils fans that listen to your station as well. It's not going to go well. And then you guys know what happened there. And then, yeah, I have to bring up for the third time, Morash. Morash is on vacation, gets on Twitter at 11 a.m. to tell everybody, hey, it's my birthday. I'm not looking for birthday wishes as a late 30-year-old, but just so you know, the Rangers never lose playoff games on my birthday. I had to reply, never say never. Like, once you put that out there, like, I would delete the tweet. If that, let me go to my page and let me not add to it. Let me undo the retweet. And if Sean's out there listening or somebody, I'm sure has already relayed the message to Sean, just delete that, bro. With the last 20 minutes left in your birthday, just delete that one, man. Because I already saw a young lady in the comments saying that she's trying to like you, but she's calling Boomer tomorrow morning to tell him about what you did. You're going to be in trouble. 877-337-6666. So here we go, man. I do want the Rangers to advance. I do want the Knicks to advance, because then this whole month of May is lit, boy. And then who knows? Maybe somebody gets into the finals and that goes into June. And then who knows? Maybe somebody wins the finals and we have a parade to go to. And I'll be at the parade. If the Knicks win, I'll be at the parade. Not with any Nets gear. I'll be at the parade as myself. Maybe I'll wear a WFAN shirt. Same thing with the Rangers. I'll rock a WFAN shirt. Nah, I don't really do that too much. I only wear WFAN shirts here, because if I wear a WFAN shirt out and about, that's a dead giveaway. Are you JR Sports Brief? Gary's in Connecticut. Gary, you're on the Fan.
My man, Pots and Pans.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
What's up, Keith?
You know, I'm bringing it home. I got like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, yo, I was listening to what you said a couple of times. You said, why am I doing this? It's because you're good at it, Matt.
Well, not the radio, but like I bet money on sports. I go to games. I've picked up hockey now, where like now I really like, I'm watching the whole Rangers series, and I'm like, I care about baseball, basketball, football. You know, we have Mother's Day, but like it's Mother's Day, and I'm like, yeah, well, the Knicks. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm like, yeah, but the Knicks got to be on the TV and turn it up. I need to watch this.
I got you. Yeah, hey, I was talking to Big Zoo about Yankees at first base. Rizzo's contract is up, I think. And Pete Alonso's hanging out there. He's 5 years younger.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. He's got plenty of money.
Isn't Scott Boras about to go get Pete a big contract in the offseason?
Yeah,
didn't I just read a report that Pete Alonso turned down a 7-year offer from the Mets?
He did?
Yeah.
But our Yankees got plenty of money.
For Juan Soto and for
they
Judge.
Got, yeah, well,
for
you know what?
Cole.
They gotta put out that $1 billion mark that
so,
the Dodgers
yeah, Joel get. Sherman stated that Pete Alonso turned down a 7-year, $158 million deal this offseason.
Yeah, I think, well, he's definitely betting on himself like Judge did.
So far, not having the return. What I'm saying is, I think Rizzo is done here. But if he wants to take a team-friendly deal for a year with an option, 2 years, maybe, especially with his relationship to Judge, and the way he's performing this year, not being concussed, he's showing you he's still got something there, definitely batting sixth. And we always need left-handed bats. It was crazy to see the lineup the other day. We had so many left-handed bats. John Birdie had to bat fifth. But I just don't think that they're going to be in the market for Pete Alonso, for what he's going to cost, for the player that he is, and for just a handshake agreement like they had with Judge, right? Hal and Stevie had a handshake agreement. Hey, you don't go after our guy, we won't go after your guy. I don't think the Yankees are going to be looking for Pete Alonso to be their first baseman of the future.
Yeah, I was just thinking of age, just because if they're going to get Soto, they're just kind of going all young.
He's
5 years younger.
Yeah, they should. But I think that there are better prospects, and I think there's even a prospect of Aaron Judge getting out of that outfield and standing at first base before we see them pay Pete Alonso.
I think they got to get Dominguez back in center field and Judge back in right.
Well, yeah, Dominguez is on his way back. He's going to be playing some rehab games. I actually got to get in touch with the Somerset Patriots, because if I can figure out, one, I'm going to go get me some Jersey Diners merch, but if I can figure out when Dominguez is like projected for the Martian to land in Somerset, I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. Go get some merch and go see that kid play.
Yeah, I saw him for a short period of time, and he was awesome at that time. It's a shame he got hurt.
I think I went to his fourth game last year at Yankee Stadium. And similar to Judge, when they're batting, you should be watching. And I was on the concourse, and I realized he was up, and I stopped what I was doing, and I watched him hit a homer. I'm like, okay, great. Like, now we got this kid. We got Judge. Stan didn't know we were going to have Soto. But I'm like, this kid, he already looks the part.
Yeah, he's a giant and he's fast. So that's what you need. And he's young.
Yeah, he's a switch hitter as well. He can play center field. Doesn't look like it's too big for him. 21 years old. He's a giant as far as like, he's like a football player. He looks like an NFL. He looks like one of the New York Giants. He could be a linebacker. He's not the tallest guy, but he's built like, he's built like he could play middle linebacker, for real.
Yeah, he can jack some homers. Well, yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Keith.
Of course. Appreciate you every time, Gary. I love that Gary calls, and you guys know, we pay homage to the great Craig Carton. He says, my man Pots and Pans. I say, hey, I'll be your Huckleberry. Remember Craig used to say things like that? Shout out to Craig. I got to hit Craig. See where Craig is at. Craig, pull up to the DJ's party, yo. Your show's not on in the afternoon. DJs was your thing, right? I first heard Craig say that, and I'm like, yo, that's where I grew up. My mom's house was a 10-minute Uber ride from DJs. I used to be blacked out in the Uber plenty from there. Never worried if I was making it home. It was a straight shot. And the first time I heard Craig say, yeah, you know, DJs in Belmar, that's where I'd want to do. I said, yo, I hope they get that done. And I wasn't even on the fan back then. I remember seeing the clip WFAN put out. I'm like, that'd be sick. I'm pulling up. Then I ended up on the fan. And that first year, they got it done. And then they did it another year. And now we're doing it again a third year. I'll see you there. The summer is approaching. This weather's got to just break and stay warm, man. These allergies are killing me. I got the Willie Randolph event down the shore on Sunday. If you're into, I don't know, talking baseball, drinking beers, eating wings, nachos, that type of vibe on a Sunday at a Vegas-style sports bar down the shore, come out to Baseline Social. 12 o'clock, doors open. Got to have a ticket, but that's because we're doing a live Q&A, myself and Willie Randolph on stage, talking shop and connecting with fans and letting people ask questions of everything from radio to baseball to New York sports, and then watching the Yankees and Mets play after that and enjoying a Sunday fun day at Oceanport, Fort Monmouth, New Jersey.
Hey, maybe you even get a Game 7 of the Knicks.
Could be on Sunday. What time do you think they play that game?
I think they announced 3:30.
Oh, man. So I'd end up staying there all day because the Yankee game will bleed into the start of that. I just text my wife, like, I'm not going to be back for a minute. Like, plus, I had a couple of beers. I got to sober up anyway. I'll be back. What time do you think you'd be?
Hey, Mother's Day was last weekend, right?
Yeah, and I did a good job. I did a great job, not to pat myself on the back. But I'm new now, you know, this is the second Mother's Day that I have to, like, be there for my wife, get her stuff, and just try to, like, get my son to chill. That's the main thing. I'm like, can she get a break from you? Nah, he's still like, mom. Like, sometimes he doesn't want me, he specifically wants her. I'm like, my mom needs a break from you, bro. It's Mother's Day. Like, my job is to take care of you. She's like, it's fine. I don't need a break from him. I'm like, you deserve a day off on Mother's Day because the boy is a maniac. Love them both, though. Did a good job. Don't care about Father's Day. Same way I don't care about my birthday. I'm good. I don't need anything. I'm running out of time. Joe is in Parsippany, New Jersey on the fan. You got it, Joe.
Keith,
hey.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
I just feel like the collective air is sort of out of the bubble right now.
It is.
And, you know, and we need to bring it back in some way. Like, driving back from Fairfield, Connecticut right now because I drove up to hang out with my best friend to watch the Rangers tonight, and it was just like I think it was the third goal. The defense that was being played, it was like there was no juice. They weren't even playing with any juice.
Yeah, nah. You know? The first goal to tie it was a shocker. The second goal 3 minutes after was like, wait, hold on. The third goal, people started getting out of their seats. The cameras are showing people leaving the arena.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I think the Knicks need to bring it back. I actually think their game could bring the juice back for both teams. A really, really strong showing from them. And, I just hope it's hard to put the air back in the balloon. But, hopefully they do it.
Well, John in Port Jeff Station, I didn't get to you, but that's okay. Stay on hold. C-Max coming up next. And he'll bring the juice for the Rangers fan. And you know what? Knicks fans, it's on you now. In a few minutes, it's Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Bring the energy to the Garden. The Knicks have to win that game. I'll be back to talk about that and more tomorrow night after the Yankees post game. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for rocking with me on Twitter. I didn't go live on TikTok tonight. I didn't feel like being seen. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Chris McMonagle coming up next. I'm out of here. Be good.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.